little piece, and he stopped. And he turned around and he walked back like from the other the column there and threw the acorn in the box to the horse. Well, the sun was whipped on him. I was scared to ask him. I said, you give that to pacify at supper time. See, that's all she get. I said, sir. See, that's all she get. Didn't give her the first blame of father. And he'd get in that buggy and go to Dale. Come back. Yes, and finally after a while he sold the people for, I don't know what happened to after he got her for a while. Yeah. But that's the way it is. If you start one off and give them that regular, and I'll tell you what, a white fellow, Mr. told me, said, Jefferson, try it if you don't believe it. So in the spring of the year, you put your fat hog in this pen, put your pone in this pen, and start both of them off with 1 ear of corn a day. Give them plenty of fresh, clean water, but don't you give them but that 1 ear of corn a day. That fat hog is going to fall down and can't get up. He ain't going to die. He said, and after a while, he'd get back on his feet. He said, that poor one ain't going to never fall. He said, I want to bet, I'll bet you any kind of money you want to bet, that when the fall comes, ain't no one can stand on their feet, and if you throw air and a piece in the lead, the air never eat the half. Now, that fat hog has been getting a plenty. He stretched his mouth. Mm-hmm. That poor hog wasn't getting none. Yeah, a little. And when he fell down, that morning was just about to that arrow cone. When he stand up, that's all he could hold, and that's it. Yes, sir. You can look at some little man and they'll eat that much, and you get to eat that much, and you jam full. Mm-hmm. He got a big maw, and he's hungry until he's filled. Yeah, that's all he said. Yeah, I know a little bit about stock, but...
Do you have a cigarette?
No, thanks. I've smoked these cigars. Now, that's something. I've been smoking Camel for years. And right in that same field over there. Every time I'd make 3 trips, my wind was out. Third trip, I said, what's the matter with me? I ain't sick. I can make them 3 trips and I'd stop. 11:30, I quit. Come to the house. After dinner, I said, I believe it's them cigarettes. I said, I'm going out there this evening and I'm not going to smoke. And I plowed all the evening and right then I stopped. And I wouldn't have been smoking at all. But I stopped for 5 weeks and my stomach started. I said, oh, good gosh, no, I don't want no belly. I went to smoking the cigars. And don't bother moving. And so, didn't bother moving.
What do you call the outdoor toilet back when you had those?
They used to call it a closet.
A closet?
Yeah. They used to call that a closet. Outdoor closet. Yes.
Any words, you, kind of joking words?
Yes.
That you'd use? Anything else you'd say?
Well, no, I got so many different things to say sometimes, but don't mean nothing by it. Yeah. No, I don't mean nothing by it. I just say some things out of curiosity. But you know, it's one thing I find now that my memory is not good as it has been. And the boys, I'll be talking to James and Herbert is standing up there. I'm talking to him and calling James. If not that, I'm calling James and looking after Luther. And Lord, I said, what is this? Yes, but you know, the good books say that no man can stay in one stage, he must change. Yes, if he's a bad man, he's changed to be worse or better, one or the other. You can't stay in one stage. No, so it must be a change made.
If I ask you if you know a person, and you don't really know him, but you know about him, you
that's
say, well...
Right. That's right.
What would you say? I say, do you know him? You say, no, but I...
Well, a man that I figured I know, I've been deceived twice in my life.